or simply a pipe dream. Astrologers will tell you that every sign of the zodiac has its plus and minus aspects. There is no such thing as good signs and bad signs. There are, however, areas in which some signs are better than others, and some areas undoubtedly play a greater role in human affairs than others. Weighing the pros and cons of a truly Aquarian age, one nevertheless comes up with the impression that it is indeed a desirable age to live in. It is also a difficult age, which I will explain as we look into the matter of the Aquarian age in greater detail. But the price for being of the Aquarian age is not paid in suffering. That, at least, seems sure. It is paid in a heavier load of work, in greater need to expand one's mind and to study and to use faculties of self that have not been prominent during the preceding age. But more than anything else, the Aquarian age requires of peoples, more than of individuals, the sacrifice of old ideas, of old concepts cherished and held on to out of a false sense of security. It means that nations will have to give up being nations as we knew them. It means that the great expansion of individual consciousness brings with it also greater need of responsibility, not only for oneself, but for all others. If anything, then, the Aquarian age is an age of maturity, which gives man a chance to rise above himself. Perhaps one of the more remarkable changes in the way average people react toward the occult is the increasing acceptance of things astrological in everyday life. Where the stars used to be the preoccupation of the offbeat, the insiders, and those not quite in tune with the world of harsh realities, now the craft of astrology is a pleasant conversation subject, a motif in fashions, a good opener in conversation. Obviously, the kind of astrology dispensed by daily newspapers cannot be worth much. Occasionally, the glib little notes do fit you, the reader, but more often they do not. Even a professional individual reading using only the sun signs under which persons were born cannot really penetrate to the heart of astrological truth. There are 10 elements making up a person's horoscope, and the interpretation of these 10 points varies widely from astrologer to astrologer. In addition, the moment of birth, if known reasonably accurately, also involves the determination of the rising sign, and frequently that is a major factor in a person's horoscope. Since the majority of people are neither able nor willing to consult a professional astrologer, there should be some simple, direct way by which the interested person can find out at least the basic components of himself or the person he is interested in. I mentioned 10 elements as being important, meaning the planets, the moon, and the sun. Naturally, the sun, being the most powerful element among these, exercises the strongest pull on us. But the other bodies also influence our lives from the very moment of birth, if not of conception. Interpretation of the knowledge concerning the position of one's various planets, etc., at the time of birth is another matter. That I cannot teach my reader in a few minutes or simply from books. But anyone who can read should be able to construct a simple list of where a person's planets, sun, and moon fall. Most ephemerides give also the degrees. One of the better and simpler ephemerides is that published by the Aries Press, Chicago, Illinois, and obtainable in most occult bookshops. However, they are computed for Greenwich Mean Time at noon, meaning that adjustments should be made for American readings if one were to include degrees as well as positions of the various aspects. Following this simple system, I have devised an information sheet which I fill out for anyone I come in contact with if there is the likelihood of our having some relationship in the future. The sheet furnishes me with valuable leads as to the person's makeup, and while it in no way predicts the future, it does give me hints of that person's likely reactions under given circumstances. For instance, if I discover that a person has only water signs and no air signs in his chart, I will expect him or her to be emotional, reasonably touchy, and fairly